Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first, and then at that point it'll be easy for you to get in touch with us through Skype. So with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Daryl.
All right, let's jump right into the news. Got a couple of updates here. First up, maybe the story about Kim Jong-un mandating that every man in North Korea have his hair cut. Maybe that's not exactly true. We talked about it earlier this week here on Free Talk Live. A story from the Detroit Free Press. A viral report this week claimed the North Korean government was forcing male college students to get Kim Jong-un's haircut. Actually, the version we read said it was all males in North Korea. The problem with the story is there's no evidence that it's true. The story originated with Free Radio Asia, a not-for-profit news agency based in Washington, D.C., and the story reported that the ruling Workers' Party ordered students to get the leader's hairstyle with shaved sides and a long parted top, according to the Free Radio Asia story. Radio Asia reported there was no written directive, citing unnamed sources. But the Associated Press reports that North Korea watchers smell another imaginative but uncorroborated rumor. The AP spoke with Simon Cockrell of Koryo Tours, which specializes in bringing foreign tourists to North Korea. Cockrell told the AP, "I was just there a few days ago, and no sign of that. It's definitely not true." Also, an AP journalist in Pyongyang said she had not seen any recent changes in hairstyles among college students in the capital. NK News also spoke with recent visitors to North Korea who said the same thing. Everyone had typical haircuts last week, although it was pointed out that there are certain government-approved hairstyles in North Korea.
What?
According to Andrei Abramian, executive director of the Singapore-based NGO Chosun Exchange, which works regularly with young North Korean professionals, according to NK News, it's not unheard of for the North Korean government to mandate how citizens can style their hair, however. In 2005, the government directed men to keep their hair short, no longer than 2 inches, according to the AP. Older men received a small exemption to allow for comb-overs, according to the same report. Add the Kim Jong-un hair mandate rumor to other unconfirmed and later debunked stories coming out of North Korea, including one in January that Kim Jong-un killed his uncle by feeding him alive to a pack of hungry dogs.
You know, when I read something that says, you know, North Korea decrees this, or North Korea claims to land a man on the sun, I immediately think that it's a joke article.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's so much misinformation coming out about North Korea, like the whole, you know, unicorn den.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
There was a thing last year to where they supposedly found sacred text talking about how Pyongyang is the capital of unicorns, or something along those lines. Uh-huh. And then a couple of months later, it came out that, no, in fact, this word doesn't translate to mean unicorn. It translates to mean something else. But it just seems to me that people want to make jokes at North Korea's expense. And so they put out all of these horrible satire sort of things. I don't even know if satire is the right word for just blatantly false lies.
Well, now the story originated from Radio Free Asia. And when I was reading the version that we had on the air a couple days ago, whenever it was we talked about it here on Free Talk Live, I did find myself wondering, you know, is this true? Because finding out what the truth is about North Korea is a real challenge.
Yes.
There's no independent press of which to really speak in North Korea. As
right.
We did point out, there was a great documentary put out earlier this year, I think it was, or the very end of 2013. I think it was early, I think maybe January of this year, by Frontline on PBS called The Secret State of North Korea. And they had undercover camera operators just kind of out amongst the people in North Korea, just regular North Koreans who had the courage to operate an undercover camera, because if you get caught doing that, you're probably going to go to a prison camp.
Right.
And that was a really interesting perspective on this particular very kind of closed-off state. It's you don't get to go there as a camera person and walk off a chosen path as dictated by the North Korean central government.
You don't get to go there as a private person going, you know, oh, hey, I think I want to go to Pyongyang this weekend. You don't get to do that.
No, certainly not on a whim. I mean, you can set up. Obviously, there are ways to do it because some people are able to do it. In fact, they talk about this Koryo Tours, which brings foreign tourists to North Korea. So
right,
clearly,
and they're on a very scripted right. path. That's it's like going on a bus tour to North Korea.
Right. You've like, seen you know, what if, they if, want you to see.
If you decided, I want to go to Paris, and you get off the plane, and then the French officials tell you, okay, you now get on the bus and do what we tell you, nobody would want to go to Paris.
So, they take you on their specified tour, and you're not allowed to stray from that. Now, back to the story here from the Radio Free Asia. So I'm looking at the original story, and they do say here that there's some sort of an order, not coming from Kim, but coming from the Workers' Party. It's supposedly a recommendation from the Workers' Party. So maybe it's not actually a law in North Korea. Maybe it's just a suggestion, a very serious suggestion. And if it just came out in March, this being the end of March when we're producing this radio program, perhaps there is a certain period of time on which people have to get the men have to get the Kim Jong-un hairstyle. So, you know, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, right? So these reports are saying it may not be true, but we still don't really know for sure. And there's not really any measurable way to find out for sure. Because if you want news out of North Korea, it's got to come from the underground, or it has to come from the official state-sanctioned and state-controlled media.
Right.
And obviously I'm going to trust what the underground is saying over state media. But getting news out of the underground is a very, very difficult task.
Yes.
Because there aren't very many people who are willing to be independent news media in North Korea and face prison camps.
Right.
So that's...
Not just prison camps for themselves, but prison camps for their entire families.
Absolutely true. If you get in trouble in North Korea, they may just go ahead and pick up your daughter and your uncle and, you're not just your immediate family, but sometimes, you know, your family once or twice removed, and they'll come knocking on your door and they'll take you away for something a family member did you didn't even know was a family member.
Yeah.
So you're welcome to share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. The story from RFA, which I did not have in front of me the other night, does say that colleges nationwide are treating it as a directive, even though it is supposedly a recommendation from the ruling Workers' Party. They're treating it as a directive, and many students are disgruntled by it, according to the RFA's Korean service, speaking on a condition of anonymity. The round-faced Kim's trademark half-buzz, half-mop hairstyle, which, according to the news story we read, is also known as the Chinese smuggler haircut in North Korea, apparently, is very unique, but it does not look good on some face shapes, according to the source. However, the college authorities have told the students that this is a party recommendation and must be adhered to. So, on one hand, you have this AFP story saying the colleges are going to enforce this, and this is a relatively new ruling. On the other hand, you've got other people saying who claim to have been on the ground recently in North Korea saying they have not noticed this, that they've been around the colleges in North Korea and they have not seen this being implemented. So maybe it just hasn't been implemented yet, or maybe the whole story's bunk. Who knows? Your guess is as good as ours. 855-450-FREE also coming up. The Hawaii police. Remember last week we talked about Hawaii cops begging to be able to continue to have sex with prostitutes, because apparently it's been legal for them to do that in the course of trying to bust them. We'll give you an update on that story here in moments. Daryl's got that, and you can bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And join us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. Join Daryl on his websites. He's got two of them now, fpp.cc for all things written of Daryl, including a newspaper and books. And articles as well,
yes.
And blog posts and things like that. And then fppradio.com for Daryl's various different audio efforts, which include Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, a weekly live radio program, and then also you, on a daily basis, are doing news. What's that all about?
I've been doing this, I believe, 53 or 54 days in a row now, putting out a daily five-minute newscast.
And that is available via downloadable podcast, which is
yes.
handy. So if you are somebody who, you know, you've got to drive to work in the morning or you're riding on the subway and you want to get a quick five-minute bite of the news from a Liberty perspective, Daryl does that and does a good job of it. And also they air at the top of the hour about every 3 hours on LRN.FM, as well as Voice of Russia News, and just for fun, and the Liberty beat out of Austin, Texas, and elsewhere. So go check out Daryl, fpp.cc and fppradio.com. And don't forget the Free State Project. It's the reason why Daryl and I are here right now in New Hampshire. Otherwise, we probably never would have had a chance to meet. Maybe at some convention somewhere. In
possibly, maybe.
Libertarian land. But this, the Free State Project, is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Why? Well, the idea is simple. You get people who love liberty together in the same geographic area. You create a community that doesn't exist anywhere else. You create a community of people who actually care about freedom, which is awesome, because to actually have social events you can go to where people already understand the ideas of liberty, that's pretty nice. And there's also amazing activism that goes on here as well, because we have liberty activists. These are like some of the best liberty activists. You've got to be pretty dedicated to the ideas of freedom to be able to pick up your life and move to another location. Daryl, you came from Texas, I believe, right before
yes.
moving here. I was in Florida. People have come from as far away as Russia, as a matter of fact, to come here as part of the Free State Project. So there are over 15,500 participants in the Free State Project at the moment. We want to reach 20,000. So we're still working toward that eventual goal. But many people don't want to wait until 20,000, because the old, kind of the original agreement with the Free State Project was that once the project reached 20,000, then there'd be a five-year window of time to move. But many of us didn't want to wait. We just moved as soon as possible. There are over 1,500 people that are here now, and we've got just amazing things happening. You really, if you love freedom, you owe it to yourself to check out freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones, and then coming up, the update on the Hawaii police looking to retain the ability to have sex with prostitutes. There's news about that case, or an update on that. First, let's go to Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends on Skype. Hello, Michael Dean.
Hello, this is Michael Dean. Hi. It's really good to be here, and I love your show. First-time caller, long-time listener. I love everything about the show, and it's just getting better and better and better, but I hate the sound of phone calls. Most phone calls sound horrible.
God. Yeah.
I am on a mission. Here's my activism. I do a lot of yakking. Anybody can yak. My activism, my main activism, is to get as many people as possible in liberty sounding good. Mm. And that just takes a cheap mic and a little bit of information from creamy radio audio, and you can do it. It's not rocket science, man. So I am doing a contest. I've given away like seven of these mics, or the Fiends have given away two, and I've bought five of them and given them away to people who are good liberty voices. And I have one left, and it's a Audio-Technica USB 2005, I think is the model number. But it's just the most kick-butt microphone in the world. And I'm having my last one to be given away, brand new. It's a contest. And all you got to do is go to badquaker.com, and there's a little thing there publicizing this fundraiser we're having for Ben Stone to get him to Porkfest. All you have to do is copy and paste those two lines, share them on the Twitter, share them on the Facebook, share them on your blog, mention them on your radio show, whatever, and then post a comment so we know you did it. And 6 days from now, we're going to pick one at random, and we're going to give them a microphone and teach them to use it.
Sweet. So how do you go there again? Is badquaker.com?
Go to badquaker.com. It's the top post, and if it's not, by the time you hear this later on the interwebs, go down a couple posts. It says, help Ben Stone and win a microphone. And there's a picture of Ben smiling there at Porkfest under a rainbow with Derek Slopey and Davy Barker and Ross and Ernie Hancock. And we want to get him back there.
Very cool, man. Well, I appreciate that, and I agree with you that people that spend a little bit of time and money on upgrading their audio equipment are much more pleasurable to have on the air, and thereby might get more time on the air as
uh-huh.
a result of that. That's certainly a possibility, because sometimes phone calls are just intolerably bad, and I can only handle it for so long. I don't know if I've been spoiled by Skype and the audio quality that that tends to come out of it, or if there's just something wrong with the network and the compression is not set correctly on the phone pod. I'm fairly certain
you're spoiled by Skype.
I must be.
Skype's gotten better since Microsoft bought them. I think now that, you know, maybe the NSA want us to use it more because it's easier to tap than phones or something. I don't know, but the sound is outstanding now on Skype. I'm talking on Skype.
You are, and you're using that very same microphone you talked about?
No. I'm using a little bit better one with tube preamp and a 1961 Telefunken tube that a fan sent me that you can't get anymore, but it's pretty awesome. But that mic plugged into just a regular computer with nothing but USB and a pair of headphones sounds about 88% as good as this mic.
That's pretty great, and thanks for the heads up on that, Michael D. And again, that's badquaker.com, and anything else you want to share tonight?
No, man. I'm done. I'm out. Thank you for your service.
Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends at 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here tonight, or you can contact us through Skype. Now, here's a tip for you. You can automatically upgrade your sound quality of your cell phone by installing Skype and calling us on Skype with your cell phone. And the reason why is because the old phone network, it's got to be legacy compatible. They are upgrading the phone network. They are moving from certain technologies to, you know, the old technologies to more voice over IP, which can provide what's called wideband audio. Wideband meaning that you can hear the full range of the human voice as opposed to, and maybe beyond that, but as opposed to this the restricted bandwidth of the old phone technology. But because kind of the old phone system has to be compatible with old phones, they still have restrictions on certain frequencies of voice that can travel over those lines. You can solve that, though, by using an all-digital connection, which is what Skype essentially is. And any old cell phone with a smartphone, any smartphone is capable of doing this. As long as you've got room to install Skype, you can automatically upgrade the way you sound, but you just have to use the Skype feature to call us on username lrn.fm, if that makes sense. So you'd still be calling from your phone, it's just that your phone will sound better.
Because you're calling from the Skype app on your phone.
Correct, and the Skype app, it compresses all of the audio that it's being sent instead of the phone line, which chops it off at a certain frequency range. So, there you go. Go get the Skype app if you don't mind. And if you're worried about the NSA, don't do any drug deals over the Skype app. Okay? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In fact, there's another app for that. You could try Redphone. I hear that is an encrypted way of communicating.
That's the one that calls the Kremlin?
I don't know about that, Daryl. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention radio listeners, are you getting amazing results from your store-bought omega-3?
Since taking Omax 3, mental fuzziness is gone. I'm on top of things.
My bad cholesterol had gone down, and my triglycerides had gone down.
Being 53, sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable getting up and getting out of bed. With the Omax 3, I'm jumping out of bed, and the joints feel great.
We want your Omax story next, so we're sending you a free supply. Developed by Ivy League doctors affiliated with Yale University, Omax 3 is clinically tested to help improve cholesterol and reduce triglycerides by 30% in just 30 days while fighting joint pain better than your store brand. You can also feel improvements in your mood and memory with your first free supply. Omax 3's pharmaceutical grade omega-3s come individually blister packed so it absorbs better and gives you faster results with no fish burps. Feel results in just days, guaranteed. Get your free supply today for just the cost of shipping. Call 1-800-672-4601. That's 1-800-672-4601. 800-672-4601.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you really know how pure your water is? It's taken for granted that bottled water and even home filtered water is pure. But it is not the purest water you can drink. There is only one way to get the purest water, and that's with a new appliance that no healthy kitchen should be without, an H2O Labs countertop home water system. Go to H2OLabs.com to order yours now, and you will be drinking the purest water you've ever had, guaranteed. Go to H2OLabs.com. That's H2OLabs.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything right here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And what is ProXPN? Well, it is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that before your data leaves your computer's network port or Wi-Fi port, it is encrypted by ProXPN software, which you can download for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL. Use our promo code, by the way, when you're ready to upgrade your ProXPN. That's FTL20. Get you 20% off the price of their premium account. Now, what do you get with the premium account? Because you can start right now for free. But with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. You also get to select your server of preference around the world. So there are different servers all at different points in the world. There's one in the Netherlands, another in Singapore, another in London, I think Prague, and several in the United States. So you select the server of your choice. If you're going to be doing private torrenting, which is also something you can only do with their premium account, you're going to want to use their Netherlands server due to Netherlands having the greatest privacy protections for that sort of thing. ProXPN.com protects you from having your internet service provider snooping on you, which they probably are doing right now. They're probably logging every website you visit and every search term that you enter for, in some cases, up to 5 years. You can stop that tonight by going to proxpn.com/FTL and grabbing their software. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, and Android devices. If you are a Linux user, email ProXPN. They'll send you back some instructions that are very simple as to how you can get ProXPN working on your Linux system. It's pretty simple, actually, but you just have to send that email. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Go get set up. Use our discount code, FTL20. Get that 20% off for the lifetime of the account. And that brings your price down to $5 a month if you order the annual package at proxpn.com/FTL. You get a free 7-day money-back guarantee. And by the way, ProXPN, unlike your ISP, does not log your online surfing habits. So proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20, when you're ready to order the premium package. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We started out with an update about the North Korean haircut story. Now, another update this time of the Hawaii police story, which was just so bizarre last week, where Hawaiian police apparently, up until very recently...
Oh, they still currently have the authority.
They have been able to, for as long as rememberable, to actually have sex with prostitutes in the process of attempting to bust them.
Yes.
So there has been a proposal, if I'm recalling correctly, by the state government
state legislature
to ban the police from having sex with prostitutes as part of their investigatory powers. And the police were coming out to oppose that.
Yes.
Now, Daryl, you have an update in the case.
I do. And when I saw the headline, I immediately thought, this is from The Onion. But it's not. It's from Reason.com. And for anyone that's not familiar, Reason.com is a fairly libertarian publication. They have, I think, what is it, a monthly magazine that they've been putting out for a while. And
I presume they still have the magazine.
They do. I've seen copies not too long ago. I just couldn't remember monthly or bi-monthly. But, you know, they do a very good job of fact-checking what they put out. They don't publish satire.
Mm.
And the headline of this, and I'm going to be somewhat careful because of, you know, radio friendliness.
Radio friendly. Yep.
Hawaii cops give up on sex with hookers, settle for handies and blows.
Okay.
The story then says Hawaii cops...
HJs and BJs.
Yes. Hawaii cops have reached an agreement with state legislators that will limit the exemption that allows them to have sex with prostitutes. Police originally insisted an open-ended license to fornicate, but now they are willing to settle for heavy petting and BJs and other activities that fall short of penetration. Hawaii's current prostitution law includes a blanket exemption for law enforcement officers, quote, acting in the course and scope of duties, end quote, that covers both agreeing to pay for sex and actually having sex. As you may recall, some members of the state House of Representatives, who apparently were surprised to discover this exemption existed, wanted to remove sexual penetration and sadomasochistic abuse from the list of things cops are allowed to do with prostitutes. Police originally objected, saying that change would put a damper on their work, and the bill that the House ultimately passed left the exemption alone. But news of the Nix Amendment generated enough outrage that police are now willing to compromise. Earlier in the week, State Senator Clayton He, who chairs the Senate Judiciary and Labor Committee, told KHON, the Fox affiliate in Honolulu, that the Honolulu Police Department agrees that sexual penetration in the law that they are exempt from should no longer be an exemption for police officers. HPD's Major Jerry Inouye told the station that the department has never allowed police officers to actually have sex with prostitutes, and that HPD only wanted to keep that part of the law to allow them.
Is the Honolulu police?
Yes.
So you're saying that even though it was legal for the police to have sex with prostitutes,
the
Honolulu PD is claiming that it was departmental policy that they weren't allowed to do that.
But
we're just supposed to take their word for it.
Right. We're not allowing them to do this, but if you take away this exemption from us, then we can't do our investigations properly.
Hmm.
Well, you've been doing your investigations properly without doing
it. So they claim. But if a police officer in the Honolulu PD were to violate the departmental policy and have sex with a prostitute, that would not be illegal. that would just be a departmental policy violation and would be punishable by whatever administrative departmental sanctions that they have, which,
right.
could be a stern talking to.
But as we know, Ian, even when cops do violate the law,
right.
they hardly ever get prosecuted, and
that's
all
true.
They get is a stern talking to and a paid vacation.
Yeah, that's right.
Only they don't call it paid vacation.
No,
it's paid administrative leave.
Yeah.
So he says that they've never actually allowed their police to have sex with prostitutes, but that they need the exemption as a way to allow officers to make a verbal agreement for sex for money, because that's the crux for most prostitution investigations. But that's not what Jason Kawabata, captain of the Vice Department, told the Judiciary Committee last month.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a quote from Captain Kawabata that says, as written, this bill would nullify the exemption if the officer agrees to pay a fee for sexual penetration or sadomasochistic abuse. This would limit the type of violation law, rather, this would limit the types of violations that law enforcement officers are able to enforce. Even if the intent of the amendment is merely to limit actual conduct by the officer, we must oppose it. Codifying the limitation on an officer's conduct would greatly assist pimps and prostitutes in their effort to avoid prosecution. So, yes,
yeah.
He said that he wanted to make sure that it was legal for officers to promise money for sex, including penetration, but he also wanted to preserve the exemption for actually having sex with hookers, even though the major insists that he was never allowed to do this because codifying the limitation on an officer's conduct would greatly assist pimps and prostitutes in their efforts to avoid prosecution.
Mm. So the claim is that if they can't have the actual sex, that means they can't even negotiate for the sex? It's ridiculous.
That seems to be what they're claiming. But,
absurd.
Yeah, it's completely absurd, and there's just a little bit more to this article.
We can share that here in moments. Your calls, though, come first. You dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, whether it's horny cops you want to talk about or whatever happens to be on your mind. You may take control of the airwaves here. And also, our Skype username is lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live continues in moments.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, some creepy news, which almost seems unbelievable, about reading your mind, like computers actually being able to read your brain waves or something to that effect. We'll give you more details. It's pretty shocking. Coming up here in a little bit, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. We're going to go into your phone calls and thoughts. You don't have to call about the Hawaii police wanting to retain the ability to have not sex. It was originally they wanted to have full-on penetration, but now they've come to an agreement with the state legislature that they'll give up full-on sex with prostitutes if they can just keep HJs and BJs. So that's the latest on that case. And Daryl said there's a little bit more, but we'll finish it up when we get a chance. First to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Brian is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Brian.
I don't know if something like this already exists, but why is there no tax revolt project, like Free State Project style, you know, like where people would sign up after they had so many signatures, you know, a million or so, I don't know, then everybody would agree to not pay taxes on the same for the same year or whatever, maybe.
Well, I can answer that question,
like that.
But would you like to speculate on why you think it might be first, Brian?
Maybe out of fear, but I think, like, if people saw other people signing, you know, more people might be encouraged to join in, and, you know, when everybody would not pay, everybody would agree to not pay at the same time. I don't know.
Before you get into your answer, Ian, mm-hmm. I just want to say that if there was such a thing as the tax revolt project, mm-hmm. then there would be government agents that would be looking over the list of people who have put their names onto that project, and then those government agents would begin to investigate those individuals. And this is not speculation on my part, because I know for a fact that in, I believe it was 2008, there was a petition done by the We the People Foundation, where they
asked, like a 600,000 signature thing, right?
I forget how many signatures there were. Yeah. There were, but they asked people to turn in a petition for redress to every member of Congress. And there was a couple in Missouri that turned in a petition to their local congressman.
This was just asking questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
The local congressman replied with a letter that he, he replied to them with a letter that was a copy of what he forwarded to the IRS that said, "Dear IRS, here's information on some tax protesters," and included the names and addresses of the local people that filed the petition for redress, asking questions about the validity of the income tax.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and venture a guess here as to why something like that never has happened. And it has a lot to do with what Daryl said and what you also suggest, Brian, and that is that people are scared. Rightly afraid. The government does put people in jail cells, and they usually make a bit of a to-do about it, like Wesley Snipes. I think he spent 3 years behind bars and I don't know if it was minimum security. I presume it was. But regardless, it's 3 years away from him being able to do what he ultimately would have liked to have done for whatever level of tax protest that he was engaged in. And so people look at those sorts of stories and they say to themselves, well, I don't want to be that person, and I don't want to be first, and I don't want to put my name on a list. And even if you could come up with some sort of a list that would not reveal the names of the people who signed it, then why would anyone else believe that there were any names on that list in the first place? There's going to be a whole lot of trepidation and fear surrounding the signing of such a thing. And even if you were to somehow be able to show the potential signers that, yes, these are actually real signers without somehow revealing who the real signers were to those people. So even if you could accomplish that, then of course people would wonder, well, even if we do get to 1 million people, who's to say that all the 1 million are actually going to withhold the taxes? How would you validate that those people are actually doing that? There's no way to really bring that whole project together in any meaningful fashion. So rather
but
than
isn't this still better than individuals at it on their own? You know, I mean, at least the
first so go ahead, give,
like right
go,
on, right,
get
right.
It started. See how that goes. In fact, I'll bet you somebody has tried this before, because I've talked about something similar in the past on Free Talk Live. I'm sure it's not the same the first time that an idea like this has been put forth. Go ahead and see how many signers you can get and how long it takes you. If it takes you, 20 years to get a million signatures or whatever the number is that you would feel is appropriate, then is it really worth all the effort that you put into it? And beyond that, what is the appropriate number?
There's actually more people number? That don't pay anyways than I could probably get in signers, right?
Well, right. There's supposedly, 60 million people or something like that regularly don't pay income tax. So already you have a fairly large tax revolt on your hands.
Are those people that don't pay or people that don't file? Because there's a very large number of people that don't file.
I think it may be
don't file. And then of the people that do file, roughly 47% wind up getting money back.
I don't know, Daryl. I think it may be don't file, but I could be wrong. I'd be happy to be fact checked on that claim. But what I would suggest is the best solution would be to join the Free State Project, move to New Hampshire, and then come together with the people who are already openly not paying, like myself and Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I'm not sure about you, Daryl. I think you're still involved in that whole system.
I've filed only because I get some of the money back that has been stolen from me.
Mark Edge has just stopped paying as well. So we've got a number of people who are fairly prominent in the media here who are not paying taxes.
Last year, I did have a W-2 job.
Okay.
So far this year, I have not.
Gotcha.
And I don't plan on having a W-2 job this year. So I don't think I will be filing anymore as long as I don't have a job where they're giving my information to the government.
I've had various companies give my information to the government, so that may be why they're investigating me right now at the IRS. But regardless, there is risk involved in this. Even if you were to talk about doing a petition process, nothing will make people feel ultimately safe in the process of not paying taxes. And really, don't we want people to understand that risk is going to be involved if you want to be free? They're not just going to let everybody walk away from this. It's not going to be a cakewalk. There's going to be some level of resistance on the part of the people in the state, and that is going to result in some people going to jail. Rich Paul, of course, is a friend of ours and a Free State Project participant who went to jail for the bulk of a year for selling cannabis and unapologetically selling it and going to court and not taking the plea deal. So I think that the best way to encourage people to not pay taxes is to stand up and set an example for our friends and neighbors and to show them the way, rather than to hope that you can gather enough people to make an agreement to at some point in the future stop paying. If you disagree with what the government is doing, if you think it's wrong to pay for murder and to pay for rape and to pay for molestation and horrors, then you should stop paying as soon as you possibly can. But it helps to be around other people physically who are of the same mindset, and that's why I recommend the Free State Project. Brian, what else did you want to share tonight?
I just wanted your advice on a small moral dilemma. A while back, I bought one of those Butterfly Labs jalapenos. I don't know if you're familiar with those.
Is this a Bitcoin mining rig?
Yeah, exactly. And now it's like barely profitable. I'm making like 25 cents a day on it, but it's still profitable even after electricity.
Okay.
So I put up on Craigslist an ad to sell it for $50, and I'm getting responses. And I know very well that they're not going to make their money back, you know, and they're kind of noobish at it. And I just feel kind of bad if I were to sell it to them. Actually, the first guy that called me, I actually even talked him out of it. So I don't know.
Well, some people want to mine just for the hobby aspect. So you're selling a product. If the person who wants to buy it, then it's buyer beware. I mean, Bitcoin mining isn't a particularly profitable thing to do, at least not from any of the experiences I've ever heard from anyone who's ever gotten involved in mining. In fact, I'm glad to hear that you're actually turning a 25-cent a day profit at it. That's the first mining success story that I've ever heard as far as profitability is concerned. So I would say you shouldn't concern yourself with their motivations. Maybe they want to buy it and, you know, reverse engineer it, or maybe they want to buy it and take it apart, or maybe they want to just plug it in and mine for a hobby. And if they're mining for hobby purposes, then they don't care if it costs them money. So I don't think it's your job to really be concerned with that. What do you think,
Darren? Well, I kind of look at it like this also. I saw on Craigslist for the same miner, another guy was selling the same miner for $100. So I figure if he buys mine for $50, I might be doing him a favor. So
there you go. Daryl, what do you think about the morality of selling in a product that cannot be used to turn a profit?
There are a lot of products that can't be used to turn a profit. When I go to, you know, some restaurant to purchase lunch, I can't make a profit.
Yeah, but the buyer may have the belief that they could make a profit off of this product.
Well, and people join in the multi-level marketing things all the time thinking they're going to wind up getting rich.
Tell me about it. Brian, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype on in, username lrn.fm. Still to come tonight, the creepy brain reading method that seems to be real.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.